What a great story, but a true one. It's not just a myth. It's not just something that's airy-fairy. It's absolutely true. And that's what I want to share this morning. More of him and less of me. If we can keep that theme that Pastor Rod has chosen for just these few sermons, I pray that it'll be contagious and that we'll catch that and run with it for the rest of the year. More of him, less of me. But this morning I want to share under that topic the subject, stand up straight if you trust God. You know, we crumble under pressure, we shake around, we worry about things, but if we can stand up straight, we can say, I trust in a living God who can do the impossible. Before we get too far in 2021, we're just the second Sunday into the new year, I want to ask you a question. Have you thought of your priorities and your values that you want to see implemented in your life through 2021? Every time we come to the New Year's Eve, the crackers go off and all, it's wonderful, eat, drink, and be merry. And people make resolutions, but they break them in the first or second week. I'm not asking for a resolution this morning. I'm asking for a determination, a decision. What is going to be the value of my life? What am I going to see implemented in my life? A determination today, so that through 2021, we will live. Always remember, if you don't stand for anything, you will fall for everything. We need to take a stand for Jesus in this day and age. But if we don't stand for anything, at the moment some of the students from the college that Marge and I studied it in way back in the 60s, Bible College, they've all gathered together on WhatsApp now, and last night there was a debate going on, a theological debate, and I finally said to one of the guys, preach it, brother, amen. That's the right word. But I want to move on today and say, if we don't have a strong conviction of what we believe and why we believe it, why we stand for it, then we'll be wishy-washy Christians, as somebody said not too long ago. A strong conviction is necessary to make a stand. Study the Apostle Paul's words in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I'm going to read it from the J.B. Phillips translation, the way he's put it. With eyes wide open to the mercies of God, I beg you, my brothers, as you act as an act of intelligent worship, to give him your bodies as a living sacrifice, consecrated to him, acceptable by him. And I like this one. Verse 2, don't let the world around you squeeze you into its mold, but let God remold your minds from within, not from without, so that you may prove in practice that the plan of God is for you is good, meets all his demands, and moves towards the goal of true maturity. Take those two verses as the foundation for the rest of this year and meditate on it and let the Holy Spirit speak to you in your individual life and circumstance and experience and make it real. But let's go back to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Don't worry if you can't pronounce, it's easier to pronounce Bendigo. Abednego, no worries. He knew who he was. Shadrach, I've been called different names too, so don't worry about it. But I want to say the first thing I noticed from that story, that true story of their life, their experience, is that these three young men had backbones of steel. They stood up for what they believed, but who they believed. And we need to stand up for who we believe in today. Let's look at this. Nebuchadnezzar, in verses 1 to 7, Nebuchadnezzar installed an image. The image is not just a small little doll. It was 90 feet tall and 45 feet wide, or 25 feet wide. That's a big one. And he said, nobody could miss that now. And I want everyone who's under my jurisdiction to bow down. When you hear the, I was listening to the reading. I was glad that they never said pianos and drums and saxophones and guitars. But when you hear these, let's praise God. But they used all sorts of instruments. And he said, when you hear these instruments, I want everyone to bow down to that image. My image. Nebuchadnezzar's image. I wonder who we bow down to when we hear the music. But when everybody bowed down as the music went ahead, three people were standing straight and tall. You remember? I said they had backbones of steel for their God. And we need to have backbones of steel. So when that happened, now think about it. Imagine the picture of all these people bowing down to the image and suddenly only three people standing. You'll be able to spot them straight away when three people stand up like that. But the false finders came out of the woodwork. They rushed to the king. Verse 8 says, but some of the astrologers went to the king and informed on the Jews. They went and told stories about the Jews who refused to bow down. You see, they don't like you, king. They didn't bow down to you. The charges are brought against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in verses 8 to 12. Let me read it to you. I'm reading verse 9. It says, they said to King Nebuchadnezzar, long live the king. You issued a decree requiring all the people to bow down, all the people to bow down and worship the gold statue where they hear the sound of the horn, flute, etc., etc., all the musical instruments. That decree also states that those who refuse to obey must be thrown into a blazing furnace. But there are some Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whom you have put in charge. They're pointing out all these things of the province of Babylon. They paid no attention to you. Your Majesty, they refuse to serve you or your gods. They do not worship the gold statue that you have set up. Amazing. These accusations have come. Three things. They will not honor you. Who do you honor this morning? When you woke up this morning, what is on your mind? Did you say, wow, Sunday morning, I'm going to be there. Lord, I want to worship you. I woke up this morning and I had a message from someone who faithfully sends me a message every Sunday. And he said, the song that's been on his heart was on my heart too, not today, but it was recently. Into your presence we come, not by the works we have done. Reminded me that we are here in his presence. And Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walked in the presence of the Lord every day. We too, through 2021, need to walk in his presence day by day. Three things they didn't do in verse 12. They will not honor you, king. They honor him above you. They will not serve your gods, O king. And I thought of that. What can become gods today? Yes, we don't bow down to idols anymore. I hope not. In Australia. But we bow down to our bank balance. We bow down to the dollars we earn. We bow down to that flash motor car we want. We bow down to all these things that occupy our minds. Yesterday I heard on the news that someone has been nominated as the richest man in the world. I'm not telling you any details because you know it. But I said to Marge straight away, he can't take it with him when the home call comes. What's the point of wasting your time and energy on that? They will not worship your image, O King. I pray that God will be able to say that of each one of us, and the world will be able to say that of us today. They will not honor you. They will honor only Him. They will not serve other gods. They will only serve the true and living God. They will not worship your image, but they will worship the one who gave his life for you. Nebuchadnezzar was furious in verse 13. Naturally, how can any subject not do what I want them to do? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are fearless. Many of us would have said they were fearful when this happened. No, they were not. They were fearless. And I think last week, if you were listening, that's what I shared last week. Fear has gripped the world today. Fear has gripped our hearts today. And God is looking for a people who will be fearless because of the truth of who He is. When you compare God to everything else, is there no one like Him? Have you proved that in your life? Nebuchadnezzar was furious. These three guys were fearless. They cannot disobey God. It's impossible. In Exodus chapter 20, you see, I was thinking to myself, they never had the Bible to guide them. They couldn't go and search for scriptures to help them. They didn't. But they had something. They had the law that was given to them. In Exodus chapter 20, verses 4 and 5, this is what it says. And they knew it. You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or any image of anything in the heavens or on earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord, am your jealous God. Who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods? I lay the sins of the parents upon the children. The entire family is affected. Every children, even children in the third and the fourth generations of those who reject me. But I lavish unfailing love for thousands of generations on those who love me and obey my commands. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew the law of God. And they decided that they did not want the judgment of God upon them or their future generations. And they decided that they're going to take their stand for Him so that even their future generations will be blessed. Read it in Exodus 20. And this is what these men knew. They cannot disobey their God. Tells me three things. Their faith cannot conform to the things of this world or anything else. Verse 15points that out very clearly. It says, I will give you one more chance, the king said, to bow down and worship. So they had an opportunity. The king didn't say that, throw them into the fire. Give them one more chance. Now put yourself in their place. What would you have done? I'll tell you what. I was in a group one day. We were discussing this some years ago. And this is what came through. Oh, we'll bow down and we'll worship the one true God. Wow. Come on. In Daniel 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing fire because we don't want to bow down to you or your gods, then our God is able, this is what they said, our God is able to save us. But if He does not, we want you to know, King Nebuchadnezzar, we will not bow down to you or your image. Come on, friends up there listening to, how many of us would stand up like that today? Could I see your hands out there? Could I see your hands here? How many of us would take that stand and say, I'm not bowing down to you, but I'm going to stand because my living God has asked me not to bow down to any other graven image. That's what the Lord is calling for today. Think about it. But in verse 18 it says, but even if he doesn't save us, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. Wow. Their faith cannot conform to this world. They're being transformed by the renewing of their minds. That's what we should be doing today. Their faith responded positively, not negatively. Our faith should be seen to be a positive faith. It's not what we believe in, it's who we believe in. That's more important. Their faith is built on the power and authority of God. Whose authority is our lives being built on? And I challenge you this morning, as I've challenged my heart afresh this past week, am I prepared to trust the living and the true God for 2021? And my answer to you this morning is yes. I will not bow down to anything else, but I will serve and love and please and trust my living God. We need to stand up straight if we say we trust God. It's not enough in words. Actions will speak louder than words. That's a true phrase. Verse 17, they decide that they're going to trust the all-powerful, almighty God. Their faith is unwavering in verse 18. I just read it to you. Their faith is unwavering. We will not, confident statement. Or we didn't say we'll think about it, we'll pray about it. That's what we say today. I think in many situations, that's a cop-out. Because you don't want to take a stand. When God has laid down some principles in His Word, we don't need to pray about it. We need to practice it. We need to obey it. That's what He's calling for today. And Nebuchadnezzar was so furious when he heard these words. Insolent men who stand up against me? Who are these three? Nebuchadnezzar orders their execution as he decreed. What would you have done? Oh, King, I'm sorry, but could we think it over? Listen to what they said. Nebuchadnezzar was so furious with these three guys that his face became distorted with rage. Seen people's faces when they get angry? Take a picture next time. Are you breathing? Very silent today. Can't hear the people out there too. Some of the strongest men of his army came and bound these three guys up and threw them into the blazing furnace. But these strongest men tied them up as they were dressed with their pants and their turbans and their robes and other garments. And because the king in his anger had demanded such a hot fire, he decided to pump it up 7 times hotter. Now to prove that that's true, these strong men picked up these guys and took them to throw them in the furnace. Guess who died? The strong men. That's what the scripture says. All of them perished. The flames killed the soldiers as they threw the three men in. That must have been very hot. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, securely tied up, fell into the roaring flames. And what happened? Nothing. They walked about and said, wow, this is air conditioned, folks. It's cool. Does anyone feel fire to be cool? When God is in it, when God walks with us through the fire, it's cool. It's cool. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood up straight because they trusted their God. Even if our God does not deliver us from this fire, they said. That's how confident they were. Even if you're going to die. I would have felt straight away when they carried me and went to throw me in that fire, and I said, "That's it, Lord, I'm coming home." But I want to be able to say, like Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego this year, even if I'm tied up and thrown into the flaming fire, Lord, I will trust you. Even if you don't deliver me from the fire, I will not bow down. Nebuchadnezzar cannot believe his eyes in verse 24. Suddenly, Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisors, "Didn't we tie up three guys and throw them in there?" "Yes, your majesty, we tied up three." "Look," Nebuchadnezzar said, he shouted. He didn't just say it, he shouted, "I see four men unbound." Excuse me. The only things that were burnt by the fire were those things that hindered the people, those that they were tied up with. Nothing else was, not even their hair. Wow. Is that our God that we worship today? I'm sure it is. "Look," Nebuchadnezzar said, shouted, "I see four men, and the fourth man looks like a god." He didn't know the true and living God. He acknowledges in verses 26 and 27, though, that he is sovereign God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the door, must have been about 100 meters away, and he shouted to the furnace, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants," here's the words, "servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." Three guys said, "Here we go. We're coming out, coming out. How are you, O King?" The scripture says the hair were not singed, there were no burn marks on their clothes, skin was perfect, not even the smell of fire, of smoke on them. Excuse me. Don't worry, folks, I'm okay. Then the high officers, officials, governors, and advisors crowded around them and saw that the fire had not touched them. When we face the fires of daily living, the testings and the trials, remember this, God is permitting that to happen to us so that we can come out, as Peter says, like gold tried through the fire. When gold is purified, the fire gets hotter and hotter, and the scum is taken off so that the gold can be purified. That's what God is permitting for our lives too. I want to close this morning by looking at those last three verses. Nebuchadnezzar's eyes were opened in verse 28. He saw. And the world needs to see the living Christ in us. Can they? Can they? Nebuchadnezzar issues a new decree. And this is what he says in verse 29. He says, "Therefore, I make this decree." Listen to these words. I love it. "If any people, whatsoever their race or nation or language, speak a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they will be torn limb by limb, and their houses will be burned into heaps of rubble. There is no other God who can rescue like this." Amen? No other God. Verse 30 says, "Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." He made a new, he rewarded them. So when we stand straight, if we trust the living and we say one true God, the only God, then I tell you something, he's going to come through with the goods if we trust him. Stand up straight in 2021 if you trust God. I'm going to challenge you this morning for one thing. I want you to decide right now, are you going to stand up for the true and living God in your daily experiences of life through 2021? You're going to be counted as one who trusts God, who knows God like they did. And that's my prayer for me. And I'm going to pray for us who want to do that this year. And I'm going to pray for myself. See, I'm standing already. I need and I have made my commitment to God. You can count on me, God. I'm going to trust you regardless of what happens. I want to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. People like you and me, but had a mighty God. Is there anyone who wants to join me as we pray? Then if you say, yes, I want to do the same. I want to commit myself today to be trusting God like I never did before. Stand, if there's anyone. You don't have to stand, but if you make that determination, you're free to stand. Father God, you know who's standing in your presence this morning. And there may be some of us here who cannot stand. We're sitting because we cannot stand. But Jesus, you see our hearts today. And we all come to you. I come to you this morning and again reaffirm, Father, I want to know you the way Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew you. I want to know you in the way that I want to trust you in the way that they trusted you. I will not bow down, Lord, and we will not bow down to anything or anyone who distracts us from following you and getting to know you. So we commit our lives, our hearts, our beings, our minds. As J.B. Phillips, Lord, says, let's not let this world squeeze us into its mold, but may we be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Jesus, we commit our lives to you afresh this morning. And we say, count on the Shadrachs, Meshachs, and the Abednegos of 2021, Lord. We want to stand straight for you, for we trust you. We pray this together as your people in Jesus' name. Amen.